The biggest difference between this plan and the one the Vision Coalition of Delaware wrote for 2015 is student input. The coalition talked to thousands of Delaware students to develop the Student Success 2025 plan in hopes it'll reform the state system in a way that prepares kids for a changing world. Dan Rich is one of the coalition members who spoke Wednesday. He's a UD professor and the policy director of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission. Rich says their first plan focused on equal access to higher standards of learning and achievement. Now he says they want to dig into how students are learning, both in and out of the classroom.
What we need is a cohesive, integrated system that focuses on the developmental needs of our children and extends from preschool through higher education. We need that whole system to be connected and reinforcing. And frankly, we're not doing it well enough as yet. We've often gotten off track because instead of emphasizing collaboration, we have emphasized compliance.
The Student Success Plan lays out recommendations to make education more personalized and accessible from early childhood through high school. And it hones in on funding as a big part of that. Brandywine School District Superintendent Mark Holodick is another member of the coalition. He says the state's current funding model based on enrollment is outdated and needs to give local administrators more support to shift funds around.
Using myself as an example as a superintendent, with 16 schools, be best to have one based on its student population and needs. Might be best to have a pre-K program in that building that's really large and expansive. And in other schools, it might be beneficial to have more after-school programs.
Holodick and Indian River School District Superintendent Susan Bunting spoke about what their districts are already doing to enact some of the plan's goals. He says they're focused on blended learning, which works with technology and community partners to create opportunities for students outside of their classes, the same way adults can get things done outside work.
And our students have the same desire and demand, and blended learning provides options for them. As well as more relevant experiences for them. And that's a key. I think if you listen to the students who were here today, what I heard them saying was, we want to meet with, whether it's in school or out of school, professionals and others who have expertise in the areas that we find interesting.
One student who echoed that was Genesis Lyons. She's a sixth grader at Coamba Academy Charter School in Wilmington and says more Delaware teachers should do what hers already do. Listen and take action when a student shows an interest in a certain field.
When a person like says they want to do something, like they should say, oh, you should see a person who actually does that career so you can get a few pointers and advance your skills.
Lyons emceed Wednesday's event alongside Halim Hamroon, a senior at Newark High School. He agrees that input from kids like him set this plan apart, and that the best thing educators can do to make school more effective is to engage their students.
You gotta tell the kids that you're relevant, you have importance, but so it's important to for students ourselves to support our underclassmen, and then also for teachers to help facilitate that.
The Student Success Plan also recommends ways to better support teachers and help them succeed with all kinds of students and classes. Gene Montano is an instructional supervisor for the Capital School District. He worked at Dover High School when the Vision Coalition's 2015 plan was first rolled out and says all this is progress in the right direction.
It goes into some more of the nitty-gritty with the early learning of kids, and it goes into the budget, the finance that kind of impacts all that, and what decisions we make and how we can get the kids to really start caring about college and not even just college, but job opportunities and career. And because a lot of kids aren't at middle and high school really focused on what are they gonna do. They're just going to school to go to school.
10 years out from their first plan, the Vision Coalition says the state has implemented about 3/4 of its original recommendations. But that decade has also been defined by something else, a focus on standardized testing. That contentious issue wasn't talked about much on Wednesday. Mark Holodick says it's related to their goals, but doesn't define them.
Fits into this plan, but it's certainly not, as it's currently written, a real strong component of it. This plan assumes that we are going to have a state assessment that can be used to gauge student learning. But we also recognize within this plan that that state test is not the only means of measurement that can help us gauge teaching and learning.
Instead, it focuses on metrics like student engagement, youth employment, and college completion, aiming to bring them all up significantly by 2025. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Annie Ropeek in Dover.